The Vikings look like a tough customer. They've got talent on both sides of the ball, and one player in particular stands out above all the rest.
Gives it to Adrian.
Oh, there we go!
Through the middle!
The Vikings' best player
heads to the left of the 20, shakes the tackle!
You're looking at him. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Adrian Peterson's all-day nickname was given to him a long time ago, but it still applies. Last Sunday against the Raiders, he had 66 yards after three quarters.
And it's loose! Touchdown, Vikings!
Peterson finished with 203.
He's one of those running backs where, you know, those in the first quarter, it's 1 yard, 2 yards, 1 yard, 2 yards, and late in the game, you know, it's 30 yards here, you know, 20 yards here.
If you give him any gaps, you give him seams. And when you get somebody like that seams, he runs like a man with his hair on fire. So you can't do that. So gap integrity is definitely one of the things that you want to preach this week.
Teddy Bridgewater is well suited to quarterback the Vikings' run first offense. He may not wow you with his arm, but his poise and resourcefulness are off the charts.
He's one of those guys where you can't get frustrated. You have to stay on your technique and your coverage a little bit long because you think he's bottled up, and then you see on film where he scrambles out and he might throw a dump pass that gets a big gainer. Like I said, he has good command of that offense and he leads those guys.
The 7-2 Vikings don't score a lot of points, but they haven't had to. Minnesota ranks number 2 in scoring defense, and that stinginess starts up front.
He's back to pass, he's hit, he goes down, and he's buried!
Former Giant Linval Joseph has become a force inside.
I think he's probably having his best year. It looks like he's laid down a little bit. He's playing quicker. He's a really good player.
Minnesota's top pass rusher, Everson Griffin, who will challenge David Bakhtiari with speed, power, and an assortment of moves.
I enjoy going against him because of how good of a player he is. You know, you kind of get to, see what you got when you go against a guy like that.
The thing that stands out about the Vikings' back end, everybody hits and everybody tackles. And their number 3 ranking on third down says their coverage ain't bad either.
Shakes at the 48, and he's hit by Captain Mutterlin before he got the first down.
Everybody understands their assignment. They flying around. You know, they look good on film. So it'll be a good task force, good defense on their home turf. They'll probably be amped up a little bit, and it'll be a good challenge for us.
And part of that challenge will be special teams. Both of the Vikings' return specialists, Marcus Sherrills and Cordarrelle Patterson, have gone all the way this season. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.